II. I like to talk about military experiments, and this is one of those. This experiment was performed by the United States Army in 1993, an organization called the Intelligence and Security Command. The acronym is INSCOM. This was first reported in the TREAT 5 conference in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It was published in the journal called Advances, Volume 9, 1993, by a gentleman named Jay Motz. What they did in this experiment, you're going to see a pattern develop here very quickly. They took some human DNA from what they called a donor. When I read about these experiments and I see the word donor, in my mind, I just make it up that it's a volunteer. I like that. You never really know, but doesn't it sound better to say a volunteer donated some DNA? They took scrapings from the inside of the volunteer's mouth, leukocytes, white blood cells, and they placed this DNA into a device to measure the changes in the DNA. So right here, you can see what's beginning to happen. They're expecting that in some way, the DNA is going to change under certain conditions. They placed DNA in a device to measure the DNA's response. And I'll just preface this. This is the way that the whole experiment was set up. They wanted to see the change in the DNA and how that change was related to changes in the donor's emotions. So what they did, in a room like this, they took the DNA, put it into a device that would measure it. In one room of the same building, in another room of the same building, they placed the donor, and they exposed the donor to what they called emotional stimulation. The donor was exposed to really powerful video clips of wartime, graphic wartime video clips, erotic video clips, humorous video clips, all designed to elicit deep and very powerful states of human emotion. So that was the only way they could induce them, was to actually cause the donor to have them. And what they were investigating, this is an amazing thing for them to even investigate, they're saying when the donor's having his emotion in one room, is anything happening to his cells in another room? Why would it? In conventional wisdom, it says they are no longer related. Well, here's what they began to find. When the donor was having his experience, his peaks and valleys in one room, in the same moment of time, his DNA in another room was also having his peaks and valleys. So what's happening is there's an exchange of energy. When we think about energy, typically we think about energy as being generated in one place and broadcast or transmitted, like radio waves or television or through a cable or fiber optic. Some way the energy gets from where it's generated to the place where it's received. And the time it takes to do that is called the lag, L-A-G. That's the lag time. What's happening here is there's no lag time. It's happening in exactly the same instant in time, in the same building.